The Extra Mile Podcast. Welcome to the Extra Mile Podcast. In this podcast, we follow the progress of fellow runners across the globe as they train for 5Ks, 10Ks, half or full marathons. Visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com and send us your email or audio files at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com.
So, I'm out on a nice walk today. As you all can probably tell, I am not on a run today. A little bit about my training, huh? Until the last few days, I've been very consistent, although not much quality. Been trying to get through this winter and been able to do it so far. But not only am I tired of this cold and all the snow we're getting, I'm tired of being tired of it. Know what I mean? So today is Friday, February 28th, and I am in my second day of a week off of running. Yes. You heard me. A week off of running. So, on a side note, any of you who are Fitbit friends with me and have lamented that you could never catch me before, you should smell blood in the water for the next week and go for it. So, what's the deal about taking a week off, huh? Did I mention this is day two? Yeah, yesterday was my first day off. Today's Friday. So I expect to start running again mid to late next week. And it's killing me. Let's see how to put this. We're all good friends, right? Typically, this is a topic that I would not discuss on my podcast because in my tiny little brain, I see all of you sitting around your fireplaces, enjoying your cup of hot chocolate with marshmallows on top, with your family, and turning on your iPhone or iPods or MP3 players and all gathering around to listen to this podcast each month. So I'm cognizant that all of your children are probably listening in. So I will not go into excruciating detail about my week off of running. Suffice it to say that your humble host has 7 children and there will be no more. Okay? Oh my God, I might cut that part out. Enough said. I'm taking a week off, okay? So here we go. Let me begin this podcast by saying that I am about to fail miserably in what I am going to attempt to do. This episode has already been archived in the Extra Mile Podcast Hall of Fame. We have got some amazing submissions in this podcast, and I know I've said it before, but this time I'm being honest with you. Got some old friends like my buddy Jim, Mariana, Ginger, Betsy, Shannon, Derek, of course, from Marathon Journey. My good old buddy, Jess Norm, from the Run Norman podcast. Carlos, the running jackal, who is running in Spain these days for his holiday. Of course, my favorite doctor, Dr. Amanda, is going to check in. Krister from the Running the Narrow Path podcast. Krister is so excited to send us this submission to talk about his training for his next marathon that he forgets to introduce himself. Most of you will recognize his voice, but I'm going to start this podcast off, at least the submissions from our peeps, with Krister, so you'll know that that's him. Also, pretty excited to hear an update from our buddy Nate. Nate, you will hopefully remember from the Extra Mile Podcast Galloway edition, the half marathon edition. Nate did an amazing job, and if you haven't listened to that, he was one of our guinea pigs. Go back and do yourself a favor and listen to that. Nate made some amazing progress using the Run, Walk, Run, which he had never done before. And now he's training for the 26.2 with Donna. Well, let me correct myself. He's not training for it. He has completed it. But that's for the next episode. In this episode, he takes us along on one of his long runs. Check it out. Good stuff, I'm telling you. More to come on Nate's 26.2 with Donna. We even have Steve Runner. Remember Steve Runner? I think when last we spoke to Steve Runner, he was weighing in at about 220 pounds. In this submission, you'll see he's down, I think, about 11 pounds. But his submission is a couple weeks old, so you should add 10 or 11 pounds to that. He's making some amazing progress and sharing it all on his Intervals podcast. So can't wait to hear what Steve has to say. And we have a very special first-time guest in this episode, Mr. Mike McCoy. Mike has a great website at myultralife.com. And I think I first caught Mike's videos from Carlos. And Mike has a job, a very cool job, at least from the way it looks, that has him traveling all over the world. And he does some pretty amazing running videos from wherever he happens to be. He's got some must-see videos. He also puts together some videos on some running / health issues, I guess. And he's really, really good at doing his due diligence and presenting this stuff. So I'm going to put Mike's YouTube page in the show notes today. Mike's another one that does not introduce himself, and that's my fault, because when I begged him to submit for the show, I didn't give him a lot of upfront information on you know, how we do this. So he's got two of them in this episode. One of them is about making New Year's resolutions, and the second one he sends us is toward the end about runner's knee and some knee pains you might have. So although you won't hear him say this is Mike from My Ultra Life, it'll be obvious from those two topics, as well as the great information he provides. So check it out, and of course I'll be begging Mike to send us more. So I'm going to stop gushing about the content of this episode and let you decide. Check it out, and we'll talk at the end. Y'all enjoy your extra mile. Hello, Kevin. Hello, everyone. I'm sorry I haven't submitted for a very long time. I can't even remember when my last submission was. I think it was before
I could call myself a marathoner, but I have now earned the right to do so. I did run the Athens Classic Marathon in November. I finished in 4 hours and 55 minutes, which I'm very, very pleased with. And it was so much fun. And the training up until the race was all going great. In fact, I found myself in a vacuum when running after the marathon. Now I have signed up for the Stockholm Marathon, the 31st of May. I did sign up in a hurry because I was afraid that the number of participants would fill up, and didn't really think it through that I'm now following the marathon training plan again. And I am a little bit behind the Galloway plan, but hope to catch up in the coming weeks here. Yeah, I think I'll do fine. Yeah, okay, everyone, I'll be back later with more reports about my training and eventually the race. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Fat, pounds, jiggliness, and a whole lot of weight. I'm Steve Loser. How's it going, everybody? And Kevin, how you doing, man? Long time no talk to. I am the artist formerly known as Steve Runner, but I'm on my way back. I'm getting back to really owning and earning that title of Steve Runner. In fact, I'm out on a run right now. I haven't been doing that a lot in the last couple of weeks. I have been plagued by serious knee problems. And, you know, another, it's not chondromalacia patella, but it's just as bad. You know, and very painful, especially when I'm sitting, which I do quite a bit on the Couch of Doom.
it's been that way for a while. I am on a mission. It's a new mission. For anybody that has ever heard of me, I host a little podcast known as Fitipidations over at steverunner.com. And I also have a podcast that's more of an audio journal than anything else. A little unstructured, short format, or short form for those of you in radio. Called Intervals at steverunnerblog.com. Enough cross-promotion. And for those who visit that website, steverunnerblog.com, you'll see that the title of my episodes have kind of a unique serial flow to them. I am calling them Burning 40, which is a tip of the hat to my friend Adam Tinkoff, who had one of the first and best, by the way, podcasts in the podosphere, Burning 20, many, many years ago, at the dawn of podcasting. And so Adam successfully reached his goal of burning 20 and talking about it on his podcast. And I'm trying to burn 40. So it's going pretty well. As I record this on a Sunday morning, I think today's the 9th of February, I have lost 11 pounds
in just 2 weeks. Now, I know a lot of that's water. You know, 2 weeks, you know, 11 pounds is, might be a little excessive. I'm not trying to lose that, the weight that quickly. What I really want to do is feel better. It's not really about the weight. If I could feel good and weigh 400 pounds, cool. I could live with that. But, I mean, that's just not realistic. So, for the longest time, really since September, which is a long time, I have been, what the BMI, I'm sorry, my lips are freezing. It's 25 degrees out today. How you doing? Yeah, and I'm running in Key West right now. I know, it's crazy. No, I'm in the quaint New England town of Oxford. But since September, I have been clinically obese. And it's not something that I'm very proud of, as you can imagine. And there's a lot of reasons why that happened. It actually happened over the past 2 years. And so there were many reasons why I want to lose weight, but it all boils down to one thing. I want to feel better. I want to be happy. And I think that's a pretty good goal. You know, a lot of us, and I assume if you're listening to this, you're a runner. Okay. I mean, that sort of makes sense, right? A lot of us have goals. And a lot of those goals are time related. You know, I want to break 4 hours in the marathon. I want to run a 20-minute 5K, whatever it is. And those are great goals. I think goals are fantastic. But I think there's a deeper question there. And I don't mean to get too philosophical about it, but, you know, why do you want to reach those goals? Yeah, I'm running like 14-minute miles. Not very fast. But thank you, Jeff Galloway. The run-walk method. I'm doing a 5-to-1 ratio. Works out pretty good, and it's walk break time now. Anyhow, you know, you got to ask yourself, why do you want this goal? Whatever it is, weight loss, you know, a time in a particular race. You know, it's easy to say, well, because it's a goal, you know, but that's not really a reason. So I would argue that all these goals have a purpose, have a reason, and I think it's safe to say that to make you feel good, you know, is the reason. So that's what I want to do. That's my goal. I want to feel good again. And it really doesn't have a lot to do with weight. It just, that's one of the things that'll make me feel good. You know, if I'm a little more svelte, you know, if I wake up in the morning and I don't feel like I'm, you know, a big tub of lard as I have lately. I'm pretty sure. Don't you agree? I'm talking to you. Don't you agree? You can answer. It's okay. I can hear you. Don't you agree that if you get healthier, you'll feel better? So that's what I'm doing. And that means I'm starting to run again. Because if I run, I burn more calories. And, you know, I don't know. I love to run. And I just haven't been able to in a long time. And one of the reasons you haven't heard me on this podcast, or really even on my own all that often, is because I've really had nothing to talk about, you know, on the topic of running. I mean, look, I can come up with things to talk about, but I just, I haven't felt like Steve Runner in a long time, and listen to me. I'm out here running. You can hear the crunching of the snow if you listen carefully enough. Check this out. Now, maybe you can't hear that. I don't know. But it's incredibly annoying because the snow is not melted. So there you have it. That's what's going on with me. I'm getting my extra mile in today. Normally, at this stage, which really is beginning, I'm at the very start of my running again, I would only go out for a couple of mile run. I'd only run, you know, 2, maybe 2.5. But today, I have the goal of doubling that, so I'm gonna try to get 2 miles in. I've already gotten 2.18 miles in, and I'm doing it very slowly, very carefully, because I don't want to re-injure my knee. My left knee has been in so much pain, but it feels good now. You know, I'm doing all right, and hopefully 6 months from now I'll be doing even better when I've burned 40. So thanks for listening, and everybody out there, enjoy your extra mile.
Hi, Extra Milers. This is Nate from Harrisburg. It's January 26th, Sunday morning at about 8:30. I am starting up my 26.2 mile training run for the Donna. It's about 10 degrees or so this morning. And I am running actually from Hershey, Pennsylvania, where I did my half marathon at a coffee shop near there. And then I'm running to Harrisburg. So it's about 12 miles or so to Harrisburg. It'll take me probably 13 or 14. I'm going to stop at the Sheets and some a Rudder's and any other place I can get warm along the way. I'm going to take my time. I'm going to have a really relaxed ratio. Going to really slow it down. And actually, I think it's a 1:15:30. I've never done that before, but just wanted just to really relax and really chill out. Not trying to get there anywhere quickly, but being able to do it safely. I was able to get a back way, so I'm not hitting any major roads, and I have my very bright shirt on, or my coat on, and I'm going to have my lights on for the part that's that I'm on the road. I'll be bringing you guys along with me, the latest episode that Kevin put out, along with some other podcasts and some other music. I'm excited about it. I'm nervous. It's really cold. I haven't run this far since the marathon in 2012, and I'm really looking forward to doing this. I know I can do it since I did that 22 mile in weather. It was actually worse than this, and some of it in the dark. So excited, just getting ready here. Thought I'd give you a post. I'll give you at least another post at the end, if not towards the middle, and probably just at the end. And I'll talk to you guys in a little bit. All right, have a good one.
Greetings, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Derek from Oroville, California, home of MarathonJourney.com and Marathon Journey, the broadcast in the foothills of the beautiful Sierra Nevada, with a brief race report and a training update. As some of you have already reported, the Walt Disney World Marathon is come and gone. We had a wonderful time there. We had 11 days in Walt Disney World, including the Walt Disney World Marathon. Got through the Walt Disney World Marathon just fine, much cooler than last year. Still a little warm at the end, you know, when it starts creeping up towards 70. Anything above 60 is on the warmer side for us. I know all you people from way up in the Great White North were so happy to get out of those sub-zero temperatures. Those of us from the left coast were going, yeah, we've actually been running in cooler. So other than that, it was a good time. We always love going down there to Walt Disney World and running in places that we don't normally get to go. We will be back to Disney World in November for the Wine and Dine Half Marathon. We're already gearing up for that, a night race, which will be something a little bit different for us. Right now, we are focusing on the Little Rock Marathon, which is coming up in March. What that means is, between the Walt Disney World Marathon and the Little Rock Marathon, there's a 26.2-mile gap. Somewhere halfway between the two, I need to throw another marathon in to stay in marathon shape. Well, guess what? We're going to have to do a 26-mile training run. It was scheduled to be this weekend, and we were really looking forward to it. But, oh my word, if we didn't get the sickness that is traveling this country
coughing our heads off, sinuses just plugged. So it's going to be a game day decision when we get up Saturday morning, whether it's going to be a nice 10K or we go 26.2 miles. Either way, if we go short, we're going to slide it over to the next week. We'll be perfect 3 weeks out from Little Rock. If not, and we complete it on Saturday, it's a beautiful four-week span between 26.2 and 26.2 in Little Rock. Hope your training is going wonderfully well. At the very least, open up that door, put one foot in front of the other, and if you do that, we'll be seeing you out there on the road.
Did you make a New Year's resolution to lose weight and exercise? Well, how's that going? Not working out the way you originally planned? Lots of us have good intentions. I bet you went to the gym a few times, downloaded that new app to count calories, and maybe even got out for a couple of runs. But somehow, life gets in the way, and we fall off the fitness wagon and revert back to our old sedentary ways. Maybe you started a diet, but had too many bad diet days and just gave up. Why, even with the best of intentions, do most of us fail to reach our goals? If you've been following my YouTube channel called My Ultralife and seen the video, Why Are We So Fat?, we learned that 69% of adults are overweight and 36% of us are obese. Why do most of us fail? Well, it's because good intentions and half-hearted efforts just don't cut it. You've got to do more. You've got to change your habits and behavior. And that's just not easy. If you really want to succeed and reach your overall health and fitness goals, you've got to take the plunge and make a strong commitment. Some of the things I've done in the past that work to keep myself from failing are, number one, write down your goals. But you need to do it in a way that you're always reminded of your goal. Put a sign on the refrigerator, or better yet, inside the refrigerator. Or create a Facebook page where you track and share your progress with friends. Number two, put your money where your mouth is. Sign up and pay for an athletic event. You're more likely to train if your pocketbook feels the pain. Number three, make a weekly workout plan. This is a weekly schedule of the workouts you plan to do for yourself for the week. This can include your daily run, your gym time, group workout, meetups, any type of workout activity. Then write down in a journal what you actually did. You don't always meet your weekly plan goals, and that's okay. You'll do better next week. But if you don't do this planning and journal keeping, you will most likely think you're doing a lot more than you really did. So write it down to keep track. Number four, join a group that has the same goals, such as running your first 5K, 10K, half marathon, doing a mile swim, or whatever it is your goal. Joining a group and setting an appointment for a workout ensures that you'll actually show up. You don't want to let down your friends. Number five, broadcast your goal. If you talk about it all the time or you post it on Facebook, you're more likely to complete it because you don't want to look like a failure to your friends. And number six, set mini goals along the way. The small achievements will lead to the big one. I did this. In fact, I went a little overboard and created a YouTube channel and a webpage to blog about my goal. I made movies of my runs and broadcast to the world, well, all 31 of my subscribers, that I would run a double marathon. During that year, I ran six marathons and completed the double marathon to celebrate my 50th birthday. Come on, it's not too late. It's only February. You can still revive your New Year's resolution and reach your health and fitness goals. Remember, get out there and get moving. Stay strong, live long, and live an ultra life.
Just heard a very good episode of the Extra Mile podcast, and it just made me realize that I haven't sent anything to Kevin for about a month now. So sometime in this run, I will make a little submission for the Extra Mile podcast. I was just amazed at the quality of the show this time. Very, very good. excellent submissions. Motivational stuff, for sure. So, Kevin, big shout out for you. And this is my extra mile on the fly submission in the middle of my Running Jackal podcast. I will find this little section, this little gem in the file, and I will send it to you post haste. Let me just hear one more kilometer reminder before I say goodbye to you and your lovely listeners. Then I'll get back to some other idea that at the moment is still fermenting beneath the surface of my conscious mind. But it is a pretty inspiring sport that we have. Very, very spiritual, I would say. Cerebral, no less. So this is the Rithitzbog Trail, and this is Carlos, the Running Jackal. Just about, I guess, halfway into my Wednesday morning retired runner day. My problem is having too much time to run. Hello. I found that I'm just running more often and shorter. So I don't know if that's of any use to anybody, but I'm in this business for the long run. Excuse the pun. I'm going to be running until I'm 90, I think. Hi. There you go. So, bye-bye, Kevin.
Kevin and all you extra milers, this is Jim from South Central Pennsylvania and the host of the Seeker Podcast and Runners Anonymous blog. Well, I have a short segment for you here on this podcast, and that is that my wife and I recently just took a little vacation, little, I guess, midwinter vacation, and we went to New York City, and of course we did lots of things in New York City because it's a really big town. But one of the things we did, which is of interest to you folks here, is that we went for a run in Central Park. Now, for those of you in the New York City area, I'm not going to be telling you anything you don't already know. But for those of you, which is probably most people, who don't live in the New York City area, let me just tell you that if you have a chance to visit New York City and you are a runner, absolutely do not overlook the opportunity to go run in Central Park. Oh, man, what a cool place it is. You know, like a lot of people, I've seen it on TV, probably most notably Law & Order, because they're forever finding bodies in that on that TV show. Interestingly enough, they tend to find bodies in a place called the Ramble, which my wife and I actually ran through. So that was kind of cool. We were kind of waiting for the, you know, music there, you know, dum-dum, all that stuff. But Just a gorgeous place to run. It's kind of a contradiction in terms, because of course it's this highly forested and actually somewhat hilly place to run, especially for New York, which isn't known for a lot of hills, the city anyway. And you have all that, and yet on the outskirts of this park, you have just the tallest buildings you're going to see for miles. Depending on where you're from, probably taller than you're ever used to seeing. So really kind of a contradiction in terms, but really very beautiful. Was cold. It was January, like 24 degrees with a bit of a breeze, maybe a 10-mile-an-hour breeze going through. But lots of other runners out there. They actually have an area for walkers and runners to run in on the main roads that go through there. And, you know, you share it with, you know, the service vehicles, and you share it with the bikers, and you share it with the hansom cabs that go through. We actually ran alongside a couple of hansom cabs on our run walk through the park, but just absolutely gorgeous. What a place. If you get a chance sometime in your life, you have to take this in. So just wanted to throw that out there for you. And then this is me from South Central Pennsylvania signing off.
All right. So hello, everybody. This is Just Norm. Hello, Kevin. How are you, good sir? I wanted to put out a submission. It's been burning embers of guilt in my mind that I've not put one out in some time. It is about 7:18 on February 9th. I've been out up in the cool West Florida morn. It's about 55 degrees, sipping a cup of coffee, watching dawn take place, which is my latest favorite thing. Uh-oh, here's traffic. Stand by. Never ceases when I'm trying to enjoy the quiet of the morning. A vehicle comes by. But anyway, I wanted to put forth a submission. I don't often submit, and one of the reasons is because I'm not a big racer, and I don't usually have a race report to put out. And it feels awkward to me to just get on and say, hey, how you doing? I'm Just Norm. And so I listen regularly, and I listen to the plethora of people running races and sharing their training goals and talking about specific paces and conquests, and so I'm a bit of a bystander, but I do like to call from time to time to pay my respects and to offer how much I enjoy this show and how much I appreciate your stewardship of the running or run net community and how you put this together. I'll be concise because I know there are others. I do actually have a couple races coming up that I just wanted to briefly mention. As I said, today is February the 9th, and on the 16th, there is a 10-mile trail run that I've not committed to yet, but I'm very, very close to. It's called the Flatwoods Ramble. And it actually takes place about a mile or two down the road from my workplace in a park called Flatwoods, where they have both paved and woodsy trails, single track and double track. So I thought that might be a nice fun run as I'm on vacation this week. So that is one potential race. Again, I haven't committed because I don't know what the weekend will bring next week. I am, however, pre-registered the following week on the 23rd of February for the Gasparilla Distance Classic, in which they host a 5K, I think an 8K, a 10K, a 15K, a half marathon, and a marathon. And my favorite distance for that run just happens to be the 15K. It's a 9-miler that I just enjoy immensely, and in which, if the weather is cool, I think I stand a shot at a potential personal record, a PB, a PR, whatever you want to call it. I usually finish those in a little over 2 hours, 2:10, 2:15, but the other day around town here, I did a 9-miler in just about 2 hours. So I'm if the weather's nice, I'm looking for 1:59. Imagine that. Me. chasing a time goal. In any event, my training has been going good. 5 to 7 miles every other day on the weekdays, and on the weekends I've been consistently getting at least 10 or more in on the long runs. So, and last but not least, in March, with the beckoning of spring, I will run the Florida Half-Thon, half-marathon distance at Fort DeSoto Park in South Pinellas County, a gorgeous state park which overlooks the Sunshine Skyway Bridge, one of my favorite races. And that will be the end of my racing season unless something comes up that catches my fancy. I'm not quite into running races when it's 90-plus degrees outside. Those days are just saved for gentle running and happy running and non-goal-oriented running. But anyway, my life is good. My family is good. The RunNet community as a whole seems to be alive and vibrant, more so than I can remember in past times, with all our old friends doing podcasts and new venues. And so I wanted to put out a submission, say hello to all you Daily Milers, and wish you the very best with your training and racing goals. Say hello to Kevin, my good friend, my dear friend, someone who means the world to me. And I wish you all well. That's all for now. Bye-bye.
Hello, all you extra milers. This is Nate from Harrisburg again, just following up with the run report or training report from my what was to be a 26-mile training run for 26.2 with Donna. The long and short is it was cold, and I did great. It was just that it got really cold towards the end, so I ended up with 20 miles. I am happy with that. I think that the only person in this world that would give me a hard time about that is myself, and I am looking at it as a victory. I did get 20 miles in weather that I know that if I weren't running for Donna and that the breast cancer survivors and those in memory of, I would not have been out there for any amount of miles, let alone 20. So I am very happy with it. The first part, I did well. There was a pretty decent hill of about 150 feet that I conquered pretty easily, but I definitely paid for that in mile 18, 19. And, but I know there's no hills on the 26.2 with Donna, so I'm excited about that, that I won't even need to do any hills. So did not intend for that hill, but I had to get from Hershey to Harrisburg, so you do what you got to do. And other notable things, I had some great texts from my friends from the Extra Miler. I want to shout out to Dwayne, gave me a text. Suzanne gave me several, and Dr. Amanda was a great support. So thanks, guys. I couldn't have done it without you. It's been a great journey, and now I go to the taper time, and I'm actually in the parking lot of Texas Roadhouse to get a little celebration dinner. I definitely earned a steak today, and looking forward to spending some time with my family. I did want you guys to know that even though I was really cold and I did not do the extra 6 miles, I still feel really good. It wasn't a matter of training. It was so cold that I decided to end it, and I am confident that that was the right decision and that is what I needed to do. That's the short version. If you want the longer version, again, I know Kevin's put my blog on the website from last episode, but it's wagstherunner.blogspot.com. Love to hear you guys give me some feedback. And then just 7 or 8 miles each of these next few weeks, and then 26.2 with Donna. And you know that I'll completely report about that. So thanks, guys, and we'll talk to you soon. All right, bye.
Greetings, fellow Extra Mile podcast listeners. It's been a while, but this is Jim from south of Council Bluffs, Iowa, checking in. It's the last day of January, and even though I haven't checked in, doesn't mean I'm not putting my miles in. Wintertime, I move indoors with everything. on the treadmill for my running, and then on the bike trainer for my every other day biking. But the year 2013 ended up pretty good. Just a little bit of a recap, I guess. Ended up with 1,443 miles for the year, which is a little bit more than the year before. Averaged an 8:29 pace for the whole year. What's interesting about that is I went back and being a numbers cruncher, having a degree in accounting from years ago, I checked the online log that I keep, that I've been able to keep since, I think it's 2002 is when I found this site. And so my data on there, of course, accumulates. And from 2002 to 2013, my average, I think I was over 15 or 16,000 miles or something like that. But the average pace was 827 for those 12 years or whatever it is, 11 or 12 years. So, you know, the 829 pace this past year at age 62 is encouraging. Just under 3,000 miles on the bike at an average speed of about 18.1 or 2 miles an hour. So it was a good year, got my miles in. Now I'm back inside on the treadmill, working my way up to possibly doing my annual springtime treadmill marathon. I call it the treadmill marathon to hell. And so I think this weekend, Sunday, a couple days from now, will be a 16-miler on the treadmill. And if you do 16, then you do 18. And if you do 18, then you've pretty much committed. So, you know, the good thing about it is I really don't have to do it if I don't want to. But I've done it for the past bunch of years. So why not keep doing it, huh? Yeah, you know, you're still a runner. You just can't tell him much. But anyway, I think my 3 minutes are about up. But just checking in. Keep doing what you're doing, Kevin. Appreciate the podcast. Everybody stay safe. We'll talk to you sometime down the line. See ya. Bye.
Hey, Kevin and all you extra milers. This is Dr. Amanda calling from Scarsdale, New York, with a training update. I think I'm a little behind on my training updates, but let's see. 2 weekends ago, I did a 13.5 miler. I did half of it outside and half of it on the treadmill for babysitting purposes. Last weekend, I did speed work, 800 meter repeats, and I wasn't the greatest run ever. I wasn't feeling great, but I got through it. And tomorrow, I am doing a 15 miler. And this is all in preparation for the More Magazine Women's Half Marathon, which takes place in New York City on April 13th. In other exciting news, we recently had a Lifetime Fitness open near us, and as founding members, we were eligible to sign up for metabolic testing. So bright and early this morning, before I was allowed to eat or drink anything, I had first resting metabolic testing done, and then I had cardio metabolic testing done. Unfortunately, I learned that I tend to burn carbs instead of fat, which is bad since I'm 10 pounds over my ideal weight and would really like to get rid of that weight. And on Monday, I'm going to get a full assessment of my test results and what they recommend I do about it. The good news is I did meet a really cool woman who's a personal trainer at the gym and who is running Big Sur Marathon in April, is an experienced marathoner, and seems like she'd be a really good trainer for me to work with. Apparently, I have some gait abnormalities and whatnot that can be corrected with some gait strength training. So I'm pretty excited for that, and I'm going to meet with a nutritionist and try to improve my diet and maybe get rid of some of those not so good carbs for my diet. So that's what's happening with me. I wanted to wish Nate and anyone else who's running the marathon to finish breast cancer the best of luck. I hope you guys have a great race next weekend, and I'll be thinking of you. I'll be jealous because, boy, am I tired of snow and cold here in New York. That's it. Enjoy your extra mile, and I'll check back in. Take care.
Hi, all you extra milers. That was me chopping through the ice cube that is northeastern New York. This is Mariana from Naples, New York. It's been really, really cold and kind of put a damper on my running. Running at 20 below in the morning is not something that's really good for my lungs and my body. So running has been sporadic. Today we actually have a reprieve. It's about 45 degrees. It's been great. And although we're looking forward to another deep freeze next week. I am trying to get back into training, but because I have really been off and on, I'm going back to square one. And that's what one of the things I think is really great about running. I've been there before. And even though I completed a half marathon, my first one last October, I'm in some respects back to square one. And that's okay, because that's the gift I think that running's give me, is to know that I can get back up and do it again. So I'm going by the book. I got Jeff's app, which I've used before, first time half marathon. And I'm starting off back very slow, doing it by the book, listening to Jeff, and I'm going to get back on the track. So good luck, all you extra milers. We'll see you hopefully in the spring sometime. Hopefully it'll warm up. I'll have a great extra mile. Take care. Bye-bye.
Hi, Kevin. This is Lay from Providence, Rhode Island, and I'm calling in with a late race report from the Disney Marathon. This is my first marathon, and it's been 2 years since I first started running, did my first 5K, so I was really nervous about everything, but I followed the Galloway training plan, and I listened to your back episodes of the original Galloway edition, so I felt like I was physically ready and I'd be able to finish the race in about 6 hours. The race started off really tough for me. It was really stressful. I started in Corral L, which was pretty much the middle of the pack, so there were just people everywhere. I did my training at a one-minute run, one-minute walk ratio, and my original plan was to start the race at a 30-30 and then settle into a 1-1 later on. But as soon as the race started, I knew that was going to be impossible. I spent the first mile just freaking out, not even being able to take walk breaks because there was just so many people. I felt like I'd get run over if I tried to stop. And then my Cliff blocks that I was holding in my pocket totally just fell out, so I had no fuel. It was not a good start. Eventually, I noticed there was a pace group next to me that was doing two-minute run, two-minute walk intervals, and they were aiming for a six-hour finish. I know Jeff always says don't get tempted to try a different pace just because you see the pace group, but I felt like I didn't have a choice. But it ended up being really great. It was a lot easier to take walk breaks and start running when you're in a group, and they were all really supportive and super nice, helped make the time go by a lot faster. So after I fell in with that group, my stress went away, and I finally felt like I was able to accomplish what I came there to do. I got into my groove. I felt great the whole time. Running through the castle and the parks was just as magical as everyone told me it would be, and also running on those long, empty roads was just as boring as everyone said it would be also. Eventually, I got a little bit nervous that I had no fuel with me, and I didn't see any food on the course until mile 11. I had bananas there, and I had never eaten a banana during the run before, but I felt like I didn't have a choice, so I scarfed it down, and luckily I didn't have any problems. It wasn't until mile 15 that they had gels, and I'd never eaten a gel before, not even in training. But I figured at that point, you know, my choice was to DNF from hitting the wall or DNF from the stomach problems of eating all the same food. But either way, I had nothing left to lose. So I ate one, didn't have any issues, felt that energy burst. So I ended up taking 3 total throughout the last 10 miles, the margarita gel. And then I also ate a piece of chocolate that they were giving out and a couple bites of pretzels that someone gave me. And luckily, I survived with no terrible side effects. The last couple of miles through Epcot was amazing with all the spectators, but mostly I don't remember a lot of it because all I could think about was finishing. I eventually crossed the line at 6:01, but according to my Garmin, I had run 27.2 miles from all that weaving, so I was all right with being a little bit off my goal time. It's been a month since the marathon, and I haven't done any running since then. I had some ankle and knee pains pop up that needed some rest right after the marathon. And then we ended up getting, you know, ridiculous amounts of snow and ice up here in Rhode Island. But all I can think about is wanting to get out there and run again. I'm signed up for a half marathon this spring, and I'm already thinking about wanting to do a marathon next year. So maybe I'll do Disney again and get to meet up with some of the extra milers. So I'll sign off for now, but if you want to see pictures from my marathon and my awesome Pocahontas costume that I wore, you can visit my blog. It's everyday-asian.com, and I hope to see some of you around. Thanks, guys.
Hi, everyone. This is Shannon from Orlando, Florida, and girls.soul.com with a race update. This morning, I ran my 8th half marathon at the Daytona Beach half marathon up here in Daytona, well, down here in Daytona, Florida. It was cold to the start, of course, cold for us Floridians. It was about 40, 41 on the start, but it got quite better as the race progressed. The race itself was awesome. I really liked the race. We got to run through the entire speedway where all the cars go. Of course, we did not run on the top portion where it's all slanted. We ran further down. But we ran there, and then we ran over the beach, over the bridge to the beach and back. It was a beautiful course, and besides the 40s at the start, it was really good temperature-wise, and I really enjoyed the race, and the medal is beautiful as well. So this weekend actually starts my 3 weekends of races. Now that I did Daytona, next weekend I have the 26.2 with Donna. I'm actually doing the half marathon this time around. I'll be doing the 5K on Saturday morning, and then I'll be doing the half marathon on Sunday. And then after that, I've got a couple other races over here. I've got the Best Damn Race 10K and Excalibur 10 miler. So I will be calling back with more race reports soon. Again, this is Shannon from Orlando, Florida. Thanks.
Greetings, all you extra milers. This is Ginger calling from sunny Savannah, Georgia. First, let me say, Kevin, I am in. You had me all excited with your What If podcast about the possibility of an extra mile meetup at a half marathon. Then I tuned in to Jeff Galloway's announcement about his inaugural half in Atlanta, and I just think that would be so fun. After running with you good folks for several years now, it would be nice to actually meet you face-to-face, so I am eagerly awaiting some updates about a get-together, and I'm counting down to December 14th. As for training and race updates in the meantime, I ran a 10K bridge run here in Savannah a couple of months ago. It's a pretty tough race with a big elevation in what is otherwise a very flat city. You cross the bridge twice. It's tall enough to let the container ships pass underneath to the ports, so it's a pretty big climb. You're encouraged to run it in costume, so I was dressed as Wonder Woman. The second time over the bridge, I was feeling pretty weary, really extending those walk breaks on the incline, when a pirate came up behind me, and he said, "All right, Wonder Woman, let's just run to that next lamppost." I didn't know the guy, but we'd been run-walking past each other throughout the race, and he ended up being a big help. We chatted and kept picking out targets to run or walk to, and we stuck together until the finish. And those last 2.5 miles ticked by much more quickly, thanks to him. And that's just another thing I love about this running community. You may run with people you've never met, but somehow they aren't strangers either. I had another race a couple of weeks ago. It was a 5K out on Tybee Island. It's a night race that I run every year with a group of friends. We get babysitters, run the race, then go out for pizza and beer afterwards. So it's always a good time. And then on Saturday, our kids ran a 1 miler out on the island. So it's fun to make it a family race weekend. And if you'll indulge me a moment, I have a parent brag. My daughter is 7. She's run this race a few times. We had a buddy running too, a 5-year-old, doing her first race, and she was pretty nervous. My daughter offered to run with her, and at the starting horn, they took off holding hands. It was very cute. I cut over to the finish line, and I couldn't have been prouder to see them coming up to the arch, still hand in hand, with big old grins on their faces. Other runners told me they ran the whole race that way. And at the end, the five-year-old wanted to go again, so she had a really good time. I couldn't have been prouder of my daughter if she'd won the darn thing. Being fast is great, but I think being a good friend is even better. Up next for me, I've decided to stick a toe in the waters of a triathlon, pun intended. You know, I injured myself last fall. I had Achilles tendonitis, and during that recovery time, I did some biking and swimming and decided I might like to keep those disciplines as part of my overall exercise routine. So I am about to start training for a June triathlon. It's going to be a mini sprint with a pool swim, and it's ladies only, so I think it'll be a good one for a beginner, and I'm looking forward to giving myself a new challenge this year. Well, that is it from Savannah. Thanks to all of you for your updates, and I hope I get to meet some of you later this year in Atlanta. Y'all enjoy your extra mile.
Hey, Kevin and Extra Milers. This is Betsy calling from Madison, Wisconsin. I'm calling with a overdue race report and training update. I think the last time I called was towards the end of October when I was getting ready for the Madison Marathon on November 10th. I did run that marathon, and it didn't exactly go as planned, but I finished. And I'll just talk about the marathon a little bit first. You know, overall, it was a beautiful marathon. I would recommend it almost, although I will say that the last about 5 miles are the least scenic, most isolated of the whole race. And unfortunately, that's a time when scenery and support is pretty important. So that would be kind of my only beef about the marathon, was that just at about mile 21, you come to the base of the Capitol in Madison. You can hear the crowds at the finish line. All you want to do is turn right to get up to the finish line, but you have another about 5 miles to go. They send you left along John Nolan Drive, which is a fairly busy road. It's completely closed off, understandably, to traffic, but also means it's closed off for any way for fans, supporters, you know, silly signs, etc. So it's just this kind of desolate, flat part of the course, and again, it's the last 5 miles or so of the marathon, which was pretty painful, literally for me, actually. So before I get to the finish of the race for me, I'm going to back up about 10 days. I was out for just a fun run with my 5-year-old daughter and my dog, both of whom I'd love to run with and have talked about that before. I'm a big proponent of running with kids and running with dogs. But in this case, running with kid and dog at the same time turned out to be not a great choice. And I, in the process of watching them weave in front of me, bit it pretty hard and fell hard on my right knee. I'm kind of a klutz, so I fall a lot. Don't usually think much of it, but this was a really painful fall. And my knee bled like crazy, and you know, I had a little trouble weight bearing for a little while. Took a couple of days off from running, and then, you know, was in the middle of tapering for the marathon anyway. Tried a three-mile run a couple of days, 2 days before the marathon. That went okay with a fair amount of ibuprofen on board. My knee didn't hurt too much. Thought I'd be fine to do the marathon. So marathon morning, took some more ibuprofen, which I don't typically do before a marathon, but I was pretty sure I wasn't going to be able to get through this one as far as my knee was concerned without it. About mile 5, I realized my knee was still hurting pretty badly, and so I actually had my partner hand off a couple of extra strength Tylenol, and, you know, it was just going okay. I was happy with my time. I was actually running on pace to have about a 10-minute PR, which is what I had been training for and felt like I was ready for, other than this issue with my knee. And I had a fair amount of pain in my knee, but it was stable. It was the same pain I'd been experiencing. Didn't seem like anything I needed to worry about. And then at mile 24, when I was in this desolate, ugly, lonely stretch at the end of the marathon, I developed acute, sudden, horrible, searing pain. in the medial aspect of my right knee. And I didn't think I was going to be able to keep going. Absolutely had to stop running, stopped completely for long enough that one of the great race volunteers came over to see if I needed anything. But, you know, at this point I was at mile 24. My partner and kids were at the finish line. My ride home was at the finish line, and I just could not stop. So I did walk the rest of the way, limped, and even picked up enough speed to cross the finish line at a pathetic, gimpy jog. Missed my PR by about 3 minutes, which bothered me a lot more at the time than it does now. But anyway, I did finish the race. As soon as I stopped, I wasn't sure I was going to start again. I had really a lot of difficulty weight bearing on that knee at all, and struggled along for the next couple days. Talked to my doctor and talked about getting an MRI, but I, as a physician myself, I just really was terrified that this MRI was going to be normal, and I just, my ego got in the way. And I thought I'd give it a couple weeks to see if things would get any better. I did go in for an x-ray, actually, initially, which looked fine. And then, after 3 weeks of things not getting much better, I did go and get an MRI, which showed a fracture of my femur, the medial epicondyle of my femur. And it turns out, based on the x-ray, what happened is that I had contused the heck out of the bone with the fall, and then pounded on it for 24 miles, and that was the reason for the fracture. It's not a typical stress fracture, kind of a weird injury, and it was just a bad combination, again, of a hard fall, which made the, you know, bone vulnerable, and then running on it for the marathon just took it to the rest, to the next level. So I still feel like I can say to all the folks I try to bring over to the Galloway side of things that running has not caused any injury. This was falling that caused this injury. So I don't attribute this as an overuse or stress injury, really. Hardest part of all this was that I took about 9 weeks off of running, which was really the only way to get this to heal. And I am just now getting back into it, so that's fantastic. And this, I've already talked too long, so we'll cut it short here. Did just listen to a couple of podcasts. Actually, I just listened to 121 after previously listening to 122. Wanted to give a shout out to Trisha and just say, way to go on finishing that half marathon. And you definitely sound like there's a marathon in your future. I'm sure Jeff will let you, or Kevin and or Jeff will let you know that there actually was a Jeff Galloway marathon podcast series a couple of years ago, that I think you can still access on iTunes. It's really great. And I did actually use it, when I was training for my first marathon. So go check that out. Also Jeff, thanks for your thoughts in the most recent unnumbered edition. As a result of that, I called a old friend who I hadn't actually talked to on the phone for about 6 months last night. First thing I said was, there's nothing wrong. just calling to say hey, and she and I are looking to find a fall marathon that we can do together, because friendships are too important to let slide due to busy lives. So thank you for that as well. And I just so appreciate this podcast. Wishing you all well, and look forward to hearing from you all soon. Bye-bye.
Turnaround point for today, Cadborough Bay. You see, it's low tide now. And they have some sort of yacht race going on over there. I just got to run along here, along the beach. And then pretty soon I'm going to turn back. I'm at an hour already. I need an hour and 20 minutes today. So I should get back quite easily. It's probably going to be an hour and 40 by the time I've finished. Just an update to let you know that as of the 11th of February, I will be in Spain. And I will be podcasting as usual, probably every other day, and I'll either be speaking in Spanish or English or a combination of the languages depending on who I'm running with. So, Kevin and all you extra milers, keep in touch. I'll be sending you videos and audio submissions from sunny Spain. So this is the Running Jackal saying adios y hasta luego. Hello. Okay. Bye-bye. This thing doesn't want to shut off again. I think it's because my fingers are too cold.
I haven't been running for the past few weeks because I've been having knee pain. It's called runner's knee. If you log lots of miles, you're very likely to have some aches and pains or an injury along the way. I know the tendency is just to keep going and run through the pain. You don't want to stop, especially if you have an event coming up. I've done that. But if you keep running, your condition can get worse. I assure you that it won't go away. Since you want to keep running for a lifetime, you'd better slow down and take care of yourself. No matter if you're suffering from hamstring pain, plantar fasciitis, IT band syndrome, or runner's knee, the first thing you need to do is stop running. Give it a rest. You don't need to stop exercising, but you need to let your body recover from the injury. Anybody can get runner's knee. It doesn't just happen to people who put in tons of miles. It can happen to beginning runners as well. I was just getting started running again. I'd only been running 3 or 4 miles at a time, and I'd advanced to doing a 6-mile run. I first felt the pain after my running through Hamburg video, which was a 10-mile run. I took it easy for a few weeks, and then I did running through Belize, and my knee really hurt after that 9-mile run. I knew I should stop running, but the next week I was in Las Vegas, so I just had to do running through Las Vegas. I rested and didn't run for a month or so. When I was in Miami, I just had to do running through Miami, but the pain kept roaring back. Do as I say, not what I do. Right, I have no ego, really. I just couldn't pass up on shooting video in those great locations. But it was a mistake. Knees don't heal very quickly. When you have an injury, the affected area needs blood flow to heal, and there just isn't much blood flow in your knees. So it can take longer than you'd like for a knee injury to heal. Runner's knee can be caused by overuse if you run too much, but it's also caused from weak or tight muscles, which cause the patella tendon and other nearby tendons to get irritated. Lots of different muscles in your thigh connect to either your tibia, the lower leg, or the femur, the thigh bone. All the muscles connect to a bone via tendons. For example, the patella tendon connects to your quadricep muscle group, which runs all the way from your knee up to your hip and groin. So if you don't have much flexibility or strength in your thighs, it can create extra stress on your knee. Typical symptoms of runner's knee are pain behind or around the kneecap, pain behind the knee when walking, running, or going downstairs. Popping of the knee. Yeah, if your knee's popping, you've got to figure something's wrong. Pain when bending the knee or unable to get the full range of motion when bending your knee. So how do you recover from runner's knee? Well, first, see a doctor. Be sure that you don't have a tear or a partial tear. Next, check your shoes. If your shoes are worn, they could be causing you to pronate or your heel could be rolling and adding stress to your knee. Get some new shoes. Right when the injury occurs, ice it down to knock down the inflammation. You may not have any swelling because there's not much blood flow there, but if you have pain, you have inflammation. In addition to icing, take some ibuprofen or Advil, which are anti-inflammatory painkillers. And then cross-train. You should give running a rest, but it doesn't mean you have to become a couch potato again. Work on core exercises, and you can do upper body work. Get in the pool. I find that breaststroke kick does wonders. You get a nice thigh stretch, and you get a good hip flexor when you finish the kick. And then, you know, as soon as you can, get on the bike. Building up your leg muscles with different exercises helps strengthen the supporting muscles in your legs and knee. Work to build strength in your hips and quads with hip flexor exercises, thigh stretches, squats, as soon as you can do them pain-free. Building strength throughout your lower body will help ease the pain and improve your running form. For my recovery, I've been going to the gym almost every day. I've been stretching and working to strengthen my leg muscles by getting on the elliptical, riding the bike, doing squats as soon as the pain allowed it, and I became more flexible with lots of swimming. I found that swimming is always a good cross-training for running, whether you're injured or not. It's good leg therapy. Once you've recovered, you need to maintain your flexibility. I was never that guy that did a lot of stretches before my runs. I usually just rolled out of bed and hit the road. I know stretching can be a controversial topic, but I plan to incorporate dynamic stretches as a warm-up routine before my future runs. My hope is that dynamic stretching can help me avoid future injuries. So don't do as I did. I've sacrificed and suffered the pain, so hopefully you don't have to. Remember, the knees can take a long time to heal, so if you do have a knee injury, be patient. Take care to keep strong and flexible to avoid injuries. If you are injured, stop running, let yourself heal, and in the meantime, cross-train to keep fit, strengthen other muscles which can help prevent future injury. Take care of yourself so you can run for a lifetime. I'm having an ultralife, and I hope you have an ultralife too.
There you go, episode 123, huh? See what I mean? I've never lied to you, have I? So listen, I have lots of links to some pretty amazing sites from today's episode. Make sure that you get over and check out the show notes and look at all of those links. And for gosh sakes, if you submitted today and the putz who produces this show left your link out, please let me know. Last thing I want to do. So, a few other items before I let you go today. Mr. Galloway, in case you don't know, Mr. Galloway and I have published episode number one of our latest endeavor. You know, he and I have been putting something together for almost 4 years now. I think it might have been April of 2010. So we're coming up on our 4-year anniversary, and each year we try to come up with another big idea, and this one was pretty obvious, but anyway, check it out. It's in iTunes. It's even in Stitcher. Y'all subscribe to Stitcher? It's a pretty cool site. You can audio stream podcasts, and this podcast as well as the Extra Mile Podcast Galloway Edition are both available on Stitcher. Anyway, I just published the Extra Mile Podcast Jeff Galloway 13.1 edition. And I'll put that in the show notes as well. But I published it on the same feed we've always been doing at the Galloway edition. And it involves you guys. Yeah, every single one of you. If you are listening to this show, that episode involves you. And I was on the phone quite a while this week, planning for that thing. So check it out. Like I said, I'm kind of addicted to this Fitbit thing I've got going on, and I even started a Extra Mile Podcast Galloway Edition Fitbit group. I'll stick that in the show notes as well. And I'd love to have you join that group. We're going to try to get as many involved in that as we can as we move on. And if by chance you don't have a Fitbit, Check them out. I have the Fitbit One, but there are pluses and minuses to all of them. I'm not going to recommend one, but I will recommend this. If you're hankering to buy one, in today's show notes, you will see a link to Steve Runner's affiliate page. And I think it'd be a great thing if you're going to order one to order it through that affiliate page. You will not pay a penny extra. And they will send Steve a couple of bucks for all the stuff he does for this community. So check the show notes out. And that's plenty for me. As always, thanks for the download, the hour plus of your lives you've spent with us this morning, this afternoon, whatever. And particular thanks for all of the Hall of Fame submissions in this episode. And until next time, you'll enjoy your extra mile.
Thanks for joining us on the Extra Mile Podcast. Please visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com to see the show notes for this episode of the podcast. You can email us with your feedback about the show at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to send us your audio comments to let us know how your training is going, then please send an audio file to theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks very much for downloading the show, and we look forward to joining you again soon on the next edition of the Extra Mile Podcast.